Howdy, neighbors. Beef Buzz time. Talking today with cattle market watcher Glenn Tonzer. Back with Glenn in just a moment.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
Coming up Saturday, February 7th, that's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, the Messner Ranch Production Sale, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 50 bred Angus and Hereford heifers as well. For details about this year's Messner Ranch annual production sale, you can call Milt Messner at 580-273-9494 or Van Messner at 580-552-1555. We're talking now with Dr. Glenn Tonzer from Kansas State University. 2014, one of those incredible years for the cattle industry. About everything that you could have wanted was just about there, it seemed like.
Yeah, one for the record books. And it's easy to give the message that I'm going to give today because 2015 looks pretty good, too. I'm probably going to take the edge off of 2014 a little bit when I talk about 2015. But a lot of what I'm talking about today is highlighting exactly what cow-calf producers that sold something in 2014 know, and is they sold cattle for prices they've never dreamed of before, right? And therefore, they had a record year. The good story is I think that's here to stay for a couple years. I want to highlight and belabor, for those that have heard me before, the importance of meat demand. Going forward, as we take the edge off the tight supply story, it's going to be even more important we understand the role of beef demand. And it's important when we look at 2014 to recognize it's both tight supply and strong demand that gave us those record level prices. But to sum up my points, it's a very good time to be in the cattle business.
Beef demand, truly, you do some regular studies and you do the calculations on an ongoing basis, but it just seemed like consumers never really backed away.
Yeah, so myself and others would have expected, not necessarily the consumer to back away, but the ceiling on the price is sometimes how it's described to have occurred earlier. And I hate the term ceiling on prices because I believe in sloped demand curves. But the point is, we thought the public would have traded down to other products more than they did. And that's a very positive thing for the beef industry, is there's more loyalty, there's more value seen in those products. And quite frankly, the public's been willing to open up their wallet more than we anticipated. It's important everybody to recognize we know there's fewer beef pounds offered. What we didn't know going through 2014 was what kind of price would they, you know, would those beef pounds realize. Right. And at the end of the day, they were much higher prices than we expected. That needs to continue through 2015, 2016, and forward to maintain profitability in the industry. I am more bullish than a lot of analysts on demand in general. The strength of beef demand tells us consumer valuation of beef products. We have to understand that. We have to open and be adjusting that over time. Generational changes, foreign customers want something different, domestic customers. There's a lot we could talk about there. Right. But in aggregate from where you started, beef demand was very good in 2014, and we can't lose sight of that.
Now, for 15, it seems like we're going to have a lot more pounds, potentially, of pork and poultry. That'll really test that theory, right?
Well, yeah, we will have more competing pounds out there, and we're probably 3 years away from having more beef consumption per person in the U.S. So, you know, we have a couple more years of, if you like, kind of guaranteed loss of market share, the way you look at that, you know, the retail level for beef. Mm-hmm. What I try to highlight is, A, we don't know exactly how much substitution price sensitivity there is across meats. There's some studies that say that's actually dwindling over time. People form habits. They're less willing to go and substitute a pork roast for a beef roast than maybe once they were, those kind of things. And I think that lends itself well for whether it's beef or pork or chicken. They're less affected by competing meats. But nonetheless, I'm a realist, right? You have more pounds coming from a competing source. It's going to show up, and it's going to put the, I won't say put the test, but it's going to be even more important that the beef industry monitor those changes and be responsive to consumers, not just in 2015, but here we are sitting in the first part of 2015.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer, visiting with us at the recent AFBF convention out in San Diego. You've got the Beef Buzzer on.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.